stress. It does a lot of things to us. It not only affects our mental and emotional healths, but it's also been found to have a variety of negative impacts on our physical well-being as well. For instance, stress can make our blood sugar levels drop, which can cause us to feel constantly tired, glum, and irritable. What would happen if we don't do anything about it? Just let ourselves continue to be stressed despite such symptoms? Well, probably the same thing that would happen to a car's engine if it's left running without any motor oil. Disaster. Throwing tantrums, triggered by the littlest inconveniences, feeling fatigued and irritable all the time, getting easily frustrated, binge eating, binge drinking, binge anything. All those are clear signs that something needs to be done. And sometimes that something is actually nothing. Sometimes we just need to let go, sit down, and rest ourselves by doing absolutely nothing. I'm sure you could leave the music on, though. Happy Friday. I'm Lena Park, and this is One Fine Day. Welcome to One Fine Day with Lena Park. We started today's show with 그럴 때마다, or Be There For You, by Joy. It's such a common thing to say in Korea when we feel extra tired or even a little dizzy or nauseous due to fatigue. We often say, 당 떨어진다, my blood sugar levels dropped. And we say this without much thought, but you know, that's actually really bad. Yes, apparently stress can literally make our blood sugar level plummet. Again, really, really bad. So I do hope that this past week has not been so stressful that your blood sugar levels were affected. But either way, we always can use a little bit of rest, right? So let's de-stress and get our blood sugar levels back to normal again by listening to some really good and feel-good tunes. Today's One Fine Day has been pre-recorded, so there will be no roll call, but you can still write in, say hi, or chat with your fellow listeners, rant and vent about the week, get it off your chest, brag about your weekend plans, and, of course, share your saeunder stories and anecdotes about anything and everything. Nothing is too trivial. Anything goes. You can use the chat board on Kong, right on the various message boards on our website at world.kbs.co.kr, or leave a comment on our posts on Instagram at KBS One Fine Day and Facebook at facebook.com/EnglishKBS. If you have a Korean phone number, feel free to text us at sharp 8150. A regular SMS text will cost 51, and a long text or MMS message will cost 101 per text. In part two of the show, I'll be joined by singer-songwriter Cho Hyung-woo for our Friday segment, Wow, also known as Word of the Week. So stick around to find out what fun keyword Hyung-woo and I will be discussing today. All right, for our next song, something to get your blood sugar level balanced. Let's listen to Day 6 and their song, Chocolate. That was Day 6 with Chocolate. So if it's not chocolate, what is your go-to source of sugar when you're feeling weary and fatigued? Do you reach for some sort of dessert, like ice cream or cake or pudding? Did you know? Dessert? Stressed read backwards is dessert, so maybe that's the answer. Or maybe that's not your thing. Maybe you're more into candy, lollipops, caramels, I don't know, gummies. Jellies seem to be really popular these days. Or perhaps you're more easily drawn to liquid forms of sweetness, hot chocolate, maybe even a sweet cocktail. Or, you know what? Maybe it's not actual sugar that you need, but something more figuratively sweet. Well, here are a couple more sweet songs to give you some more examples, inspire us to get those blood sugar levels up to par. First up is 우효 with 꿀차, honey tea. And after that, it is 달콤한 빈말, Sweet Lies by 백아연 featuring the Barbarettes. 백아연 with 달콤한 빈말, Sweet Lies, and Barbarettes were helping out there. And before that, it was 우효 with her song 꿀차, Honey Tea. Just a quick reminder, send your messages on Kong, comment on our SNS posts, write on any of the message boards on our website at world.kbs.co.kr, or if you're in Korea, you could even send me a text to #8150 and you will be automatically entered into our daily prize draw. Prize winners are selected each day after the show. So if you have sent in any kind of feedback, don't forget to check the notice section on our webpage. If you find your screen name or part of your phone number on the list, send us your shipping info via email so that we can send you your prize as soon as possible. Now, one more thing we need to remember when feeling stressed is, this is so important, to keep ourselves well hydrated. Hydrate, hydrate. And so, figuratively hydrate with our next song. Here's Wendy with Like Water. You're listening to One Fine Day with Lena Park on KBS World Radio. Reruns of One Fine Day are aired multiple times throughout the day. You can catch them on our website or via our mobile apps like Kong and KBS World Radio On Air. Our broadcast timetable is available on both the website and these apps, so you can definitely take a look there. Past episodes of the program are also available for streaming in the Listen Again menu on the website or via podcast as well. So this means you can pretty much listen to us whenever you feel like it, wherever in the world you are. All you have to do is look us up wherever you get your podcasts. Please remember, though, that the songs we play on the show are not included on those podcasts due to copyright reasons. All right, I'll be back with today's Parallel Universe after one more song. Here is Standing Egg. It's their latest release. 그대 돌아오면, if you come back. 참, 그댄 차가웠죠. 마지막 인사까지도 They're different, but not entirely. Two different songs from two different parts of the world. It's like they belong to a parallel universe. It's time to listen to a couple of songs that are seemingly nothing alike, but actually somewhat similar in one way or another upon closer inspection. One K-pop track and one non-K-pop track. It's Parallel Universe. Today we'll listen to two songs that share the title, Say Yes. First up is the song called Say Yes by singer Punch. This vocalist has won herself the nickname 음색 Yoshin, thanks to her beautiful voice. On top of that, she's also known as the OST Yodeung or OST Fairy because she's been a part of a slew of soundtrack albums for mega hit dramas like Descendants of the Sun, Guardian the Lonely and Great God, Hotel Del Luna, this is just to name a few. Her song Say Yes was also part of a soundtrack album. It was first released in 2016 as part of the OST for the drama Moon Lovers, Scarlet Heart. And the song features rap verses by Loco. She then, though, re-released this song just last year in May, and this time switched it up and had 문별 of Mamaboo doing the rap on this version. Here is a bit of the lyrics to this love song. I've come to you, I'm right here, so tell me with your own lips, say yes, say yes. I'm going to you without even realizing. I'll let the blowing wind tell of my love. Love is true. Very simply put. And for our non-K-pop song of the day, we will listen to Say Yes by late American singer-songwriter Elliot Smith. Elliot Smith is still beloved and dearly missed for his poetic music and intimate, whispery delivery. His song Say Yes was the final track on his third studio album entitled Either Or. It was released in 1997. This song, too, was part of a soundtrack album. It was used in the soundtrack of the 1997 hit movie Good Will Hunting. Elliot Smith himself had said that the song was written about, quote-unquote, someone particular, adding that he almost never does that, but he was really in love with that someone. A bit of the words. I'll probably be the last to know. No one says until it shows. See how it is. They want you or they don't. Say yes. I'm in love with the world through the eyes of a girl who's still around the morning after. Yes, poetic indeed. Two beautiful love songs that's all about going for it, right? Let's listen to these two songs. Say Yes by Punch featuring 문별 and then Say Yes by Elliot Smith. That was Elliot Smith with Say Yes. And before that, Say Yes by Punch featuring 문별. Those were the Parallel Universe songs of the day. Coming up in part two of the show, I will be joined by singer-songwriter Cho Hyung-woo for our Friday segment, Word of the Week, where we pick a fun keyword or theme, and we're going to discuss it. We're also going to enjoy some songs inspired by this theme. But for now, let me wrap up part one of the show with one more song. Here's Chang Bom-jun with 잠이 오질 않네요. Can't sleep. 당신은 날 설레게 만들어 조용한 내 마음 자꾸만 Welcome to part two of One Fine Day with Lena Park. If you are just tuning in, singer-songwriter Cho Hyung-woo and I are about to get started on this week's Word of the Week, so don't change that channel. Let's take a quick song break while Hyung-woo gets settled in here. Here is Park Se-byeol with her song, 사랑이 우리를 다시 만나게 한다면, If Love Lets Us Reunite. 사랑이 우리 다시 만나게 Sometimes all it takes is a single word to remind us of a memory we didn't even know we had, to take us on a long journey on a random train of thought, to make us paint an elaborate picture in our heads, or bring to our minds a string of wonderful songs. It's time for Word of the Week. Welcome to Word of the Week. Every Friday, we take a keyword or theme and let it bring back to our minds, well, stories as well as songs. Songs that we haven't heard in a while or some new songs that we can explore. We can just talk about the ones that also naturally pop into our heads right away. And to join me for Word of the Week is OFD's Man of Friday, singer-songwriter Cho Hyung-woo.
Hello.
Hi, Hyung-woo. How are you doing?
How's everybody? Hello, Nuna.
Well, I'm doing good. It seems like it's winter now. How are you feeling about that?
I was quite surprised that on the way to KBS studio, I actually bought this hot cappuccino.
You bought hot coffee?
And that's a big sign.
I have not seen you drink hot coffee in a really long time.
I'm like an Oljuga person.
Yes.
So I always order like iced Americano coffee.
That's true. Even if you are going to freeze to death, you must have iced coffee Oljuga. But today it's warm.
Yeah. I think I'm like growing, like getting old, like
maybe it's age.
Yes, age. In the morning I feel kind of cold, so those days I drink like drip coffee, like hot one,
some hot coffee every in the morning.
Yes.
Oh, not like things iced are changing. One.
Things are changing.
But that is a big sign. That is definitely, I'm surprised to see you with hot coffee right now. It's a little weird. It looks like you're holding somebody else's coffee. It doesn't look like it's your coffee.
But if it's kind of good, it feels kind of warming.
Yes.
Like winter, like hot coffee.
I love it. I love buying on a cold day, buying a hot cup of coffee and just holding it in your hands. Before you even drink it, you already feel sort of a healing kind of effect.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
It's really good for, you know, I don't know, like, because like cold drink, you know, they are bad because it accumulates fat in your body.
Oh, like, okay, I see. Mm-hmm. Yes. But the warm liquids will be a lot better at flushing your body out.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's what I heard, so I'm trying it.
All right.
And I think it's worth trying.
I think so too. Mm-hmm. And it feels good on a really nice cold day.
Yes.
There's just nothing better than just sipping on something really warm and just warms your whole body.
Yeah.
Absolutely so.
Something about the winter.
Yeah. So for you, the true coming of winter is marked with you suddenly ordering hot beverage.
Coffee. Hot beverage. That's a big thing for me.
Yeah, huge. I was actually just talking about it earlier this week. I think the big signal for me of his winter is when I have to get out the long underwear.
Yeah.
Then I know there's no going back. There's no going back. It's just long underwear for the rest of the season. Everybody has their different markers.
Yes, we really need that.
Absolutely so. Mm-hmm. All right. And we're going to go to another thing that a lot of people tend to think about come winter time, especially when we get closer to the end of the year.
Yes.
It's today's word of the week, which is...
Which is concert.
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 Oh, we say it with we say it with a sigh.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, first of all, concert used to be, I don't know, this word means, gives me a lot of mixed emotions. So? How about you when you hear the word concert?
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, because still we are kind of like restricted.
That's right.
We all should be like careful watching the concert, during the concert.
Yes,
we should like think twice before we do a concert. And I understand that because 정연 누나 usually do like end of year concert like almost like every year.
Like, every year.
There's like a big routine of the year.
Absolutely.
For you, so.
And then since the pandemic, there hasn't been any concerts. It's ironic because right before the pandemic blew up.
Yes.
2019. I thought, you know what? I haven't taken a year off in, you know, almost 15 years. So I thought I would take the year off, you know, spend some time with my family and attend to my health a little bit.
Yes.
Get a little recuperation coming in. And after that,
and
it
then
just
it came.
Yeah, the pandemic came. And so now this year will be the third year.
Wow.
I haven't had any concerts.
Like official concert.
Any end of the year concerts especially.
Concert.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, when we hear the word concerts, a lot of people think, yay, we love concerts. But then because of the pandemic from the past 2 years, concert has become a different term. It gives you different emotions because now we think, yearning, longing, nostalgia.
Oh, my.
Right? And then now it's kind of, there's this sort of a paying a sigh when we think of concerts.
Yes.
Even still to this day, we get a lot of messages about, you know, the end of the year doesn't feel right because I'm not scheduling your concerts in my, you know.
공연 안 하세요. Like,
I know, exactly, on the calendar. So, you know, it's definitely kind of, you know, a loaded word. But, you know, aside from the pandemic, even when I hear the word concert, I'm filled with mixed emotions. Because first of all, it's like, yay, that's what I live for. And then at the same time, oh no. So much stress. So much hard work.
Oh, yes.
Can I do it? Can I do it?
There's it's like a love-hate relationship.
Love-hate relationship. Yes. Anticipation, but then stress.
Yeah.
And you worry, but then you're excited, but then you're worried, and then you're excited, and then just... So I turn into a very kind of mixed, ball of
yeah,
mixed emotions
yes.
when I think of concerts.
I think that kind of stress makes your concert so perfect, I think.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's worth it, then
yeah.
that's good.
Mm.
But
so good. I miss it.
Sometimes it's, you know, it really fills us artists with kind of mixed emotions.
Mm.
It's not an easy thing.
Yeah. It's not an easy thing.
But we do it because, you know, it's the ultimate expression
of
what we do.
Our music. Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's what we do this for.
Exactly.
Yeah. So.
It's what we do it for.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's always sort of like concert time and everybody gets excited except me. I go,
oh, yeah, you go.
Oh, concert pressure. Time. Oh, great.
Wow.
Because of all the, just the brainstorming and then, you know, the practicing and the, you know, all
yes.
that kind of, the work that
yes.
goes into it. Is not easy.
It's always like amazing because like before OFD, I didn't really think that like 정현 누나 would
mm-hmm.
have so much pressure or
mm-hmm.
like stress
uh-huh.
with the concert
yeah.
or like being nervous or
yeah.
anything. Like
yeah.
I didn't really think that.
I think yeah, it's just the more you do it,
mm-hmm.
I think the harder it gets
because
you're always pushing yourself to do something new.
Yes,
and
to do better.
Absolutely. And concerts are also very physically taxing.
Yes.
So I'm always worried that, like, I'm not going to make it.
Mm.
And then when they say, let's do 5 shows, I get worried.
Mm.
I go, 5? I just don't know if I'm going to make it. Because the worst feeling is being sick and doing a concert.
Uh-huh.
You have to do it
yeah.
no matter what.
Yeah.
You can't return those tickets.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But then you want to, you know, you want to die.
Uh-huh.
You're tired or your throat hurts
mm-hmm.
or something or your mm-hmm. back hurts. Or,
yes.
And then so, you know, your body gets out of whack. So
oh, yeah.
that also gives me a lot of kind of pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes me a little nervous
mm-hmm.
whether I can pull it off. So
mm-hmm.
it always had a mixed feeling to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. But then it's always worth it when you're out there.
Oh, yes.
In the moment.
Wow. It's just great. It's the best feeling ever.
Absolutely.
In the world,
this
think.
Is a great keyword because Hyungwoo and I really had a lot of fun preparing songs for this keyword.
We have got so many things to talk
Absolutely.
About.
Absolutely. Let's start with one of yours. We both actually picked it, and I thought that it was a great way to start things
yes.
off because it really describes what I was talking about, that weird mixed emotion,
mm-hmm.
how you're left... You know, you're exhilarated, but then sometimes you're left empty.
Uh-huh.
Your sadness is left, but you're giving happiness.
Yeah. The feeling after the concert or something.
Yes, exactly. Right after, it's like, oh.
It's empty.
Because the concert moment when you're doing it, it's a little surreal.
Mm.
The lights.
Yeah,
and
everything's
and
like.
The sounds, and, you know. But you brought it in, and why did you bring in this song?
I felt exactly the same with you, too.
I see.
Because this song just, after the concert,
yeah.
I think that's why we do, like, mm-hmm. after party, after the concert. Because
yeah.
right after the concert is so surreal. So
it's,
we feel kind of, like, left out.
Yes.
It is kind of heartwarming, but
yes.
somehow it's, like,
a little empty.
Empty.
Yes.
Like, and lonely
yes.
somehow. And like.
And so more than celebrating, sometimes you need to fill the emptiness. And sometimes we're running on adrenaline.
Yeah.
We have leftover energy.
Yeah.
We don't know what to do with it.
Yeah. It almost feels like some love is now over and you can't
right.
really turn it back. Because
right.
the moment was like the best feeling ever.
Right.
With the audience and me.
Huge high.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's all gone.
And it's gone.
It's never coming back.
Never coming back.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise, yeah. we should prepare another one.
Exactly.
Well, anyway, like the moment
it's
gone.
Quite an extreme feeling.
Yes.
You know, there's this rush.
Mm-hmm.
But that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
now it's only left in your memory.
Yes.
Yeah.
And this song called 무대 by Lee Jeok-seon, he just expressed it like perfectly.
So
like,
perfectly.
Yes.
So perfectly. And it's a super intimate song,
yeah.
really getting into the mind
mm-hmm.
of the person on stage. So let's start things off with this song and kind of contemplate.
Yes.
It's Lee Jeok with 무대, stage. 다시 불이 켜지고 We just heard 무대, or stage, by Lee Jeok. Hyungwoo, you were mentioning that you've actually also performed this song.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
I think I did. One of my concerts
mm-hmm.
as an encore song.
Oh,
I think
really?
It's really
That's
good
beautiful.
Choice, I think. Yes.
Kind of little... in light of the lyrics, a little afterthought. It's like a PS.
After the concert,
yes.
Everybody, like the audience, mm-hmm. are now ready to go, and
yes.
they're like, oh, maybe one more song. And
yeah.
I'm like, come out with just a single guitar and
yeah.
this pin lighting.
Right.
And I sing this song,
mm-hmm.
and it really feels like, you know, mm-hmm. we had like a really, really lovely relationship for
yes.
1 or 2 hours.
Yeah.
And now we should let it go this mm-hmm. moment.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very emotional, I think.
It is. And the way Ijak describes it, I've also talked about it in my concerts before.
Yes.
Where meeting an audience during a concert is sort of like a love relationship,
mm-hmm.
a brief love mm-hmm. affair.
Yes.
And he really describes
really
it.
Like.
He uses that metaphor as well.
Yes.
When was the last concert that you had? Now, the concert that I went to see,
yes.
that was one of your last, but I think maybe the last concert was your trip to Europe.
Uh-huh,
no?
I think so. And I did like some of like small gigs in the like a club gig.
That's right, you did
in
one.
Hongdae.
Yes.
That was not that official one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I am actually getting some kind of suggestions
mm-hmm.
for the, you know, like winter gigs, like small ones. But
yes, yes.
I am still kind of like careful.
Yeah, I know. It's sort of a weird situation right now
yeah.
because technically everything is supposed to be kind of opened up and relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a few people who have actually been enjoying and actually
too,
went through. I know some people who just had concerts,
yes.
small concerts.
Mm-hmm.
And I also know some people who are preparing for concerts.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, with the pandemic situation, they said that they are probably going to change their minds if serious hospitalizations get too overcrowded.
Yeah.
The hospitals get overcrowded.
I am watching those kind of information videos, too.
So I think, I think it's good to stay on the careful side, personally.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Because
like,
things
it?
Could just change in any minute.
Yeah, just change, like, in the situation can get really, really bad.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So I think we do have to kind of wait it out a little bit.
I'm like, is it mandatory?
Yes.
Like, is it? Am I ready?
Yeah.
Because I haven't been doing it for, like...
Totally know how you feel.
Yes. I have got like tons of new songs to prepare. And, like,
I mean, I think the last extended performance that I had was for a festival. It was an hour-long performance.
That's long.
And I remember, I talked about it on the radio, I was so worried, how am I going to sing for an hour?
Yeah, I remember you saying that, I think.
Because, you know, when you're out of practice,
you don't
remember what got you through it, right? It seems like a really hard thing.
Sometimes I really want to like get some kind of advice from Jeongyeon Nuna because it really feels different every year now.
Yes, yes.
I'm like 30, like 5 mm-hmm. to 6. And
it does, it changes,
it changes
your body
every
changes.
Day.
Mm-hmm.
And because of the pandemic, I haven't been singing for hours.
Yes, yes,
like,
yes.
You know, in public.
Exactly.
So it feels like different. It's kind
of... out of practice.
Hmm.
Yeah, and you know, even no matter how much you practice at home, it sort of is not...
It's different.
It's different.
Yeah.
It's different. You're using different muscles, different energy.
Uh-huh.
From your body, and so just getting back out there little by little
I think
the best advice for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
It's my advice too, because I still have a lot of anxiety as well.
Mm-hmm.
But since COVID started, online concerts have become quite a big deal. A lot of people have been doing online stuff, and it's amazing. People will just, you know, they love concerts so much.
Yes, yes, yes.
But they're like, I'll take it.
Mm-hmm,
you know? And we've been fortunate to do a few performances, you know, through, you know, online streaming technology. Thank God for that technology.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have gotten some, like, suggestions too with the online concert, but I didn't. I was like, oh, maybe I'll think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for the suggestion. I'll think about it. And then I didn't really give the answer because I was kind of, like, busy with things. And
other
like,
things.
I'm like, keep thinking that, oh, I've got too many new songs and am I really ready to arrange those songs to like a, you know, concert arrangement and everything. Like,
it's
so.
True. It's a lot of work to kind of take on.
Maybe I should try.
When I think of concerts in Korea, you know, there's a couple of 선배님들,
mm-hmm.
artists that really pop out in my head. One of them is, of course, Lee Seung-hwan 선배님.
Wow.
I consider bringing in one of his songs because he really changed the concert culture forever.
Yeah. Best concert brand by ever.
Yes, he changed it. I don't know for the better or for the worse, but he changed it. Definitely so. And then, of course, Kim Dong-yul.
Oh, yes.
선배님, who, you know, pretty much all he has to do is just one concert a year.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the work that he puts, I think he actually spends almost a year preparing and arranging a concert, and it's really beautiful.
Yes, yes.
So I thought it'd be really appropriate to listen to a song by him.
Oh, of course.
He wrote a song called The Concert.
Oh.
Super dramatic.
Yeah.
And before we get too kind of, you know, a little down and sad mm-hmm. from each song, I thought let's, you know, throw in something energetic because
yes.
the concert is... For most people, especially when we go to a concert,
mm-hmm.
so exciting.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just all the rhythms, and then there's just the pulling and the pushing.
The
there's
climax,
this rhythm, the climax, and Kim Dong-yeol, he really, really kind of expresses that in this extremely dynamic song called The Concert.
Can't wait to listen to
it. Yeah, so let's listen for our next song break. Here's Kim Dong-yeol with The Concert. That was Kim Dong-yeol with The Concert.
Oh, perfect.
Sometimes I honestly think that he wrote that just so he can do it in a concert.
In a concert.
You know?
He might have thinking.
Oh, absolutely.
Might,
especially, you know, people who you know, work for concerts, you know, mm-hmm. concert-minded people, we do think about that. We even when we're in the writing stages or when we're in the production stages, we
mm-hmm.
think... Oh, this would work well in the concert this way
too.
Or that way or something like that.
Mm.
So interesting. I mean, in you and I, between us and all of our live performances, we have tons of fun stories.
Yes.
And I noticed that you brought in a very interesting song for our keyword today. It's a song by Crash.
It is a song by Crash. The
How
heavy
random.
Metal rock band.
Yeah.
Like in Korea.
Uh-huh.
And... Because I am like, as an audience,
yes.
I'm like a summer concert festival person.
Okay,
because
as
I
an
like,
audience, as a concert goer, you're
like
a summer festival
rock
person.
Festival when
rock festival.
Rock
all
festival
all the way.
Was like really, really huge.
Yeah.
I miss those days. I'm
mm-hmm.
I'm a kind of old-fashioned,
yeah.
you know, like festival fan.
Yeah.
And when I go to, because when I was younger, when mm-hmm. I was like a college student,
mm-hmm.
with my friend, I would be going to a festival
mm-hmm.
like during the hot, like summer day.
Yeah.
And, you know, every band is performing.
Yeah.
And I would be like making like huge like slam circle, almost large as like KBS lobby. Like
Seriously?
That big. Yeah. And the sweat. Like,
yeah. Oh
you
my
know,
God.
The jumping
I
and
know.
The sweat
Just,
and the craziness.
Yeah.
I still miss that because, you know, that's the worst thing that we could do during
right
the pandemic.
Now. I know. It's, I can't imagine when you did that. But
oh
we
my.
Did do that.
Yeah.
We totally did that.
I loved it. And I still remember that performance. I think
mm-hmm.
it was 2007.
Okay.
When Crash was performing.
Yeah.
I was like diving.
You dived? You did like a mosh pit?
Yeah, mosh pit, like
oh my
dive.
God.
We were really good at making some kind of things like that.
That is so
when I was
crazy.
Not a singer, but I was just a rock and roll kid.
Yeah.
And actually, I was on TV because it was being aired in some, you know.
You got caught on camera?
Yeah, yeah. And I think someone...
Doing the big dive?
Yeah, I think someone could still be able to find it. That Incheon,
oh
like 2006.
2007. Oh, got some blackmail footage for Cho Hyung-woo.
Yeah, I was like,
wow.
Know, on the
and then people were carrying you.
Yeah, carrying me. I was like, go, go, go! And I was doing that. And
that is hilarious.
I wonder where I can.
I've
still...
never done anything like that before. I can't even imagine what it feels like.
Oh, I really love it.
That's amazing.
I loved it. Yes.
I will definitely would never know the feeling of what it would feel like to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Let alone
mm-hmm.
to see my audience do that. Since my music doesn't really inspire slam mosh pits.
You do some kind of like rocking songs too.
Yeah,
but
I mean, you know, all my fans will just like jump up and down, right? But they're not gonna.
And your concert is usually like seated ones.
Yes,
like,
we all have seats. You know, we have R suck, S suck.
Yes, yes.
Right? You know, we have first tier, second tier seating. It's always very proper.
Oh, yeah.
So that's something totally exotic to me. Something that like I've seen in the movies on TV.
Good. Yeah, it
feels maybe
good.
I saw you in 2007. But that is an amazing feeling. Like, I mean...
Yeah. It was one of my bucket list to visit, you know, that kind of one of the biggest like rock festival
huge
ever
rock
in
festivals.
The world. Yeah,
yeah,
the G Festival.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Someday I really want
someday
to go after
will.
This pandemic.
And so that, do you, was this the song you brought in, was this the song Crash was playing
that
at the time?
That was the song that Crash was playing, and the song is called 네가 진짜로 원하는 게 뭐야.
That's
the
awesome.
Biggest hit by Crash.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess, that translates to what do you really want?
What
and I
do
guess
you really want?
You really wanted to
just,
dive.
You know, dive.
Like, dive into a sea
yeah,
of people.
Yeah. It's Crash that the band really speaks to us.
That's fantastic.
What do you really want?
Yeah.
Really want. Not yeah. like, you know.
Not the proper answer.
Yeah.
Just
that's
go with your instinct.
Yeah.
yeah. That's
what
fantastic.
What do you really want? Do what you want. And
that's
I always,
fantastic.
Like,
and sometimes, you know, in a
energy.
Concert, that's the energy that
yes.
you need. Like, we got to go to our basic instincts.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know? We're not there to be politically correct.
Uh-huh.
We're there to feel things.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Oh. I miss those kind of energies that we used to
It'll
share
come
with
back.
The audience. Yeah,
It'll
it will
come
back.
Back.
Yes, yes.
All right. But in the meantime, let's enjoy through Crash's song. It's 네가 진짜로 원하는 게 뭐야?
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you really want? That was Crash with
wow.
네가 진짜로 원하는 게 뭐야?
뭐야?
What do you really want?
Yes.
All right.
Oh, it's great.
That's fantastic. Concerts are fantastic, and we were talking about how the only sad thing about concerts is that it's just that one
mm-hmm.
moment and then it's gone.
Yeah.
I was very fortunate in my career, though, to be able to put together a very extended live concert project album.
Mm-hmm.
And this
oh,
album...
Oh, I really want to make... Live
a concert album, I know. It's sort of a
dream.
It's a bucket list for
yes.
many, many artists.
Yes.
And I did it. So coming out of my fourth album, my fourth album's title was called Opus 4.
Mm,
and
that's great.
Because it was my fourth album.
Yes.
And so I decided to make all my concerts of that year, 2002 and 2003.
Aha.
In that
where,
kind of
where
concept.
Where was it? Like the Seoul tour? Like,
so it was all
it
over
like
Seoul,
Olympic?
But it was three different concerts.
Yes.
And was it three or four different concerts? And since my album was called Opus 4, each concert was called 1악장, 2악장, 3악장.
Ah, 4악장. Like,
yeah, so first movement.
I see.
And then everything was different. And I made it kind of like classical
beautiful.
Music, too.
Yes,
first movement was
yes.
called The Storm, and that was one Seoul concert.
Uh-huh.
Then the second concert, now usually in a classical music piece,
mm-hmm.
the second movement is always... very slow paced. So I called it Adagio.
Yes.
And it was an acoustic concert.
Ah.
In a Mesa Hall
they
in Nantemun.
They all had like a different,
they
oh,
all had a different
themes. Like.
Yes, it was completely unplugged.
Oh my God.
And then the third concert, third movement I think was the finale.
I see.
And that was in a humongous stadium
yes,
in Jamsil,
yes, yes.
one of the Olympic stadiums. And then the fourth, the final finale was really the concert project album.
Mm.
We also had a live DVD.
Yes.
And we shot the DVD for the last concert.
Oh my God.
But the album is a collection of all of those songs.
I see.
The best of the best from
yes,
those
yes,
three
yes.
different concerts.
Yes.
And that's why it's called the project concert
wow.
project album. And what's my favorite part about it is that they're all like memories. It's like looking through a photo album.
Mm-hmm.
And those moments are captured.
Yes.
And concert albums, you know, sometimes people, it's hard to listen to live because of all the mixing. The
yeah.
sound is different. You have the audience like going on and on. But for the artist itself, it's the most fantastic feeling. Because
yeah,
it's like it someone took a snapshot,
mm-hmm.
an audio snapshot
yes.
of that precious memory.
Best
so you'll
feeling,
never forget
the best
it.
Best moment ever. Like,
absolutely.
Yes.
So you remember it. The people who are there remember it.
Aww.
And then other people, if you weren't even there, you could kind of
feel it.
Wow, that must have been so awesome.
Yes.
You know?
I used to like collect those kind of concert DVDs too.
Yeah,
yeah.
That was a big deal. I loved watching concert
yes.
DVDs and concert live performances.
Mm-hmm.
It's different.
Like you two, like
oh
Sugar Rose.
God.
Oh my God.
Of course.
That
you
DVD
two is definitely the gods
helped me
of...
to become a singer, I think.
Really?
The Elevation Tour, remember that?
Yes. It's just elevation tour. Oh my, yeah. I'm like old school, rattle and hum.
Yeah, oh, that's really good. That's really good.
I mean, these things really, really inspired us.
Yes.
Absolutely. And definitely was one of those things I could click off my bucket list.
You actually made one. That's so amazing.
Yeah, it's been so long ago that, you know, we should definitely think about doing it again.
Again.
Because with the pandemic and not being able to do mm-hmm. concerts for 2 years, you realize this was a precious thing.
Ah, yes.
So maybe in the future, maybe go out of our way to really kind of catalog it and mm-hmm. record those mm-hmm. moments.
Mm-hmm.
And I brought in a song from my live album because there's a really fun moment where, you know, I say at the beginning of the song, I say, wow, I messed up all the lyrics and still you cheered for me, thank you.
Mm.
And then they all laugh. And then I start singing, it's a very famous song, and they're all singing along.
Oh.
But I changed the arrangement.
Oh.
Right? And then so they're singing, but they didn't know the arrangement
yes,
was different.
Yes, yes.
And then I start laughing. Mm. And this is all captured on
Such
the live recording.
A precious memory.
And it's a lot of fun. I giggle every time I listen
oh.
to it. So, you know, that's the beauty of a live concert, a live performance. It's the interaction.
I sometimes want to, like, bring back one of my best performances.
Yeah.
That's already, like, gone
no,
now.
I know.
Yeah, because, like, oh, the audience was perfect.
Exactly.
And I did, like, really, really
I
well.
Know, it's
like,
that synergy.
Almost, like, better than the recording version. Like, I really
course.
Want to sing like that again, but maybe I can't. I don't know. Like,
I know. It's
yeah.
one of those things. You just never know
wow,
when it'll come back again.
That's so amazing.
Yeah. So I thought I'd share with you guys, because that's the thing that drives us for the concert.
Yes.
It's not us being on a stage singing.
Mm.
It's the interaction.
Yeah. With the audience.
Yes, absolutely. So that's my next pick. It's from my live album. It's me, Park Seung-hyun, with P.S. I Love You. We
wow.
just listened to my live version of P.S. I Love You from my Opus for Concert Project album.
That's
really.
So great. It really feels like we have just, mm-hmm. you know, experienced your live
a
concert.
A little moment of a real concert.
I suddenly remembered the last time I went to your concert.
Yeah.
And I think that was one of the, you know, official, like, concert experience, one of my last.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Was my concert.
I think so, like,
oh.
one of national singers, like,
yeah.
선배님들
yeah, absolutely.
Performances. And I really miss those days
yeah.
because during the winter,
yeah.
if you go to, like, Olympic Hall.
Yes.
There will be, like, in this hall, there's going to be, like, 이승환 선배님. And that hall, there's going to be, like, 박정현 선배님. And there, like, 김현우 선배님. And there, like,
yeah.
like
it's true.
During the wintertime.
I know. It's a huge, it's a crazy, it's a...
It's crazy.
Yeah. It's a festival.
It's like a festival. After, like, 10 o'clock, mm-hmm. everybody would, like...
The mass exodus
mass, yeah,
like, out into Changshu.
Trying to get the taxis.
Trying to get a taxi. Can't catch a taxi.
Yeah. That was really good.
Yeah.
Oh my God. We really want it back. It's
yeah,
going to come back someday.
So.
Hopefully.
I do think it will come back. Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
I have no doubt in my mind that those days will come back.
Yeah.
But I think we do. Just we have to be a little bit patient.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when we are able to do concert, what kind of concert would you like to do?
Oh... I haven't done any, like, big, like, massive hall concert,
mm-hmm.
but what I love is, always love is, like, you know, outdoor festival.
Yeah. Going back to your roots.
Yes. That's, like, something that I can do really well.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of strange. It's kind of, like, gives me some kind of energy.
Yes.
I don't get really that mm-hmm. nervous.
Oh, okay.
When I'm on TV, I'm, like, super nervous.
Oh, yeah,
and that's
me
not
too.
Me on TV. Like,
that's true. It's
yeah.
true.
Mm.
I feel you.
Oh,
I'm
you
totally
too?
Like
oh,
that. That's
see.
Not me, man.
Oh, my God.
But then like, something about festivals.
Yeah, festivals.
You like, feel like you're at home.
Yeah. I get, like, really, really pressure. And all mm-hmm. the staffs are, like, all looking at me.
Yes.
형, 뭐 잘하니까 you
yeah.
do well. And
yeah.
I'm like... Yeah, I know that I'm going to do well, but some kind of pressure. And as soon as I get on the stage,
yeah.
I'm like... rocking. I'm like,
yeah.
oh, this
yeah.
is the feeling
yeah.
that I have been waiting for.
Right,
like,
right, right.
Oh my God.
It's
like,
true.
Mm, and, oh, I still miss that kind of, you know, outdoor festival.
Oh, I would love that. I think that'd be a great way for you to return to the stage is outdoor
yeah.
festival. Because those festivals, they're just waiting.
They're waiting.
Get out there.
Until it gets all safe.
Yeah, so next summer, you
mm-hmm.
know, who knows? And then we
yeah.
have a huge rock festival or jazz festival starting up.
Oh.
I think that'd
please
be great.
Please call me.
You look so happy just thinking
just
about
thinking
it.
Just thinking about it.
Like, thinking about it.
I would just, you know, it doesn't matter if I don't perform there. I would just want to, like, even visit
it's
the
true.
Festivals because I just love it.
It's so true. And, so true.
Actually, the next song is related with those kind of songs.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because the song was written, like, while I was imagining those kind of
I know.
Moments.
Yes.
You know, that if, you know, this pandemic is all over and I go to perform outdoor festivals,
yes.
I would perform this song and it's going to be so perfect and everybody's going to be loving it. Like, and I wrote it and I still haven't like performed it.
Not yet.
Not yet.
We're waiting.
We are all waiting.
It's a 희망사항 song, you know, it's a wish list song, right?
This is one of my favorite songs among my recent compositions.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yes, and it's called 축제. It's called, and the English title is Festival, you know.
Like I remember festival. When you wrote this and you said, at first it was like, hey, we're going to, we're at a festival, but because of the pandemic, you said you changed the lyric a little
bit.
Yeah,
actually I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it was supposed to be, now it's like here, so let's enjoy it now. But
let's enjoy the festival
let's
now.
Let's enjoy this 축제 festival now. But I changed the lyric a little by little. So when it comes, then we'll meet and we'll all dance together. Like
yes, and that's definitely, definitely spoke to the times.
Yeah.
When it comes, then we will be celebrating in the festival.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
And I'm really counting days until I perform this song. Outdoor.
Absolutely. Can't wait to hear you sing this song. It's got to be like your opening song or something for your festival gig.
It's going to be so great. Oh, my God.
That'll be so much fun.
Yes,
I can't wait. All right, let's listen. Here's Cho Hyung-woo's song, 축제, Festival. That was Cho Hyung-woo's song, 축제 Festival. Ooh. I was already arranging it for him. Concert arrangement. You got an opening song.
Yeah.
Long intro. Uh-huh. Right? It's opening music intro.
Like,
right?
Yeah.
Throw in some band sections. Dun, dun, dun. Break.
First song of Cho Hyung-woo's like performance. Like, break section.
Throw in the sections. Absolutely so. We could kind of go on. Probably do a part two of concerts, don't you think?
Yeah. Maybe
thinking about the concerts we've seen.
Maybe we should. I still have like tons of things to say,
right?
Yeah.
I feel like we've just kind of introduced the topic.
Yeah, like rehearsal, the first concert ever.
Sure, absolutely. The last concert I saw or the last song. Lots of things to talk about.
Yes.
But for now, we're going to try and wrap it up. Mm-hmm. And we have one more song, which is very, very kind of special to, I think, Korean concert culture.
And
it is when everything is finished at the end of the show, there's automatically, whether you did good job or a bad job, automatically, everyone is ready in the audience. They start going, encore. It was a very strange culture to me when I first came here.
Yes, they don't usually do it in other cultures, right?
They in the Western cultures. I mean, if they just really loved you,
I see. Like really
loved
I
you.
I see.
Then they'd just be like encore, right? Encore.
I see.
But it didn't happen all the time.
Yeah.
But I don't know now. Maybe maybe it's become kind of a culture. In Western concerts too. But in Korean concerts, it was always unusual for me that we always have to prepare an encore because they're like 99.9% of the time.
Yeah, they're waiting.
They are waiting for the encore. They consider it part of the concert package.
Yeah, it's like the last, the last shot. Like, yes.
And I personally, I love the encore stage because you can do anything you want
with
it.
Yeah, me too.
You know, the last stage of your concert has to have a nice kind of final ending message, ending feeling. But the encore doesn't have to. The encore can be anything.
You know, it can be like quiet.
Or even bigger finale. I mean, either way, one of the most memorable encores that I saw in recent years was actually your very impromptu encore.
Oh, thank you.
When you did your show where you just sort of you came out on stage with no explanation.
Yeah.
You didn't plan it.
Mm-hmm.
You just kind of felt that you had to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And you came out and you actually gave a real encore. You did an encore performance.
Yes, yes,
of
yes.
Of one of your songs from your set list.
Yes, yes, yes.
But in a very, but it was a completely different thing.
It was different.
Completely different way. Just acoustic on the... on the guitar.
The amps were all off. I asked them to turn the sound.
Speakers were off.
Yes, speakers were all
mics
off.
Mics were off.
Yes, it was
and
like...
And it was just raw, your voice raw coming through the acoustics.
Mm, I thought that, is a, that the emotion is kind of... It could really reach the
audience. It was a very unique experience for me.
Yeah, maybe you could do that, Nuna. Like, you know, you could be feeling...
Oh, no, my fans would file a complaint. We can't hear you!
It's going to be amazing sometimes.
No, but it was a very special moment. It was very...
I really love that. Maybe I should do it. Like,
intimate
sometimes.
And unexpected.
Mm-hmm.
And it took forever. All of us were sort of like, going on.
And I really love the moment when I like start singing, everybody's like being really, really
we were
quiet.
Like, what's going on?
Yeah. The intimacy and the people are like trying to listen to my voice more clearly because all the speakers
are off.
And the
mics
raw
are off.
Feeling.
Absolutely.
Oh, I just love that.
Yeah. And that to me, in my recent memory, has been one of the most unique and interesting encore experiences.
Aww.
And I like that it was a real encore, because encore actually means repeating the song that you
sing. Yes, yes.
Do
of
it
the
again.
Songs that, we performed.
But in any case, it's a wonderful kind of part of concert culture where we can add a little bit of an extra little bonus.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bonus track.
Yeah, 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 it is.
But for the concert. I found a wonderful song actually called Encore by my good friend Im Hunir, who just released an album. Actually just had a concert very
recently.
One more
gem found today.
Very, very nice stuff.
Yes.
And he puts it very beautifully how, you know, this is the last song, but then you call me back.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great way to say goodbye and wrap up our discussion, at least for this week, about
concerts. I think that's
concerts.
Really good.
Yeah.
For the last song, it's Encore. Right?
Yes, it's Encore, right? It's the last song. Last song
that's
of Word of the Week as well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to actually maybe think about maybe doing a part two of concert. Because we just scratched the surface.
Yes.
And
absolutely. People could be waiting for our, like, you know, it's just lovely to talk about, you know,
absolutely.
Concert because Jeong Hyun Nuna and I haven't been doing, like, proper concerts for a long time.
Actually, and also, if we do a part two next week of Word of the Week concert, I'm going to throw out there maybe requests from, song requests.
Oh, that's going to be great.
For this segment playlist from our listeners.
That's very creative.
Songs that were memorable that you listened to in somebody's concert.
That's great.
That kind of never left your memory. You know, like, oh, I saw Davichi sing, you know, Pali Pali, and it changed my life.
Something like that.
Right? And then we'll play it for you.
Aww.
So send in concert song related song requests.
Mm, that's going to be interesting.
Yeah,
that's
all right.
Very creative.
Well, we have to say goodbye already, Hyungu. We're all out of time. I hope you have a fantastic and nice, toasty, warm, fuzzy weekend.
Yes, you guys, so everybody, please stay healthy, and I'll meet you guys next week.
All right. Thank you, Hyungu.
Thank you.
Taking Hyungu out, here is Im Hunir with Encore or Encore. 마지막 노래를 마치고 불이 꺼졌을 때 사람들이 We just heard Im Hunir with his song Encore or Encore, bringing us to the end of today's One Fine Day. I hope to see you back here on Monday, but for now, let me say goodbye with Park Hyo-shin and his classic hit, Yasenghwa, Wildflower. Thank you all for tuning in. Have a great weekend. See you next week.